Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Do you feel overexposed? Welcome to the digital age where we're constantly tracked. However, there's a new tool from Microsoft that aims to give you a little more control.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So after years of, let's call them inconsistent privacy settings, there's now a new dashboard from Microsoft that gives you a little more transparency and control over your histories and personal information. If you use Windows 10, Skype, Xbox, Bing, or any other Microsoft product, this will certainly come in handy. Let's get the very latest. Back with the Tech News Briefing is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So, Nathan, I don't think people necessarily realize how much data has been collected through Microsoft products before this new privacy dashboard came on the scene. Just how easy was it?
Yeah, well, it was so... Windows 10 especially, the latest version of Windows, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's actually one of the more secure versions of Windows that's ever been put out there. Microsoft is issuing a lot of very timely security updates. They're really taking care of their users in that regard, but they're also taking more personal data about what you're doing on the operating system than ever before. And that's the sort of stuff like the location of your device, browsing data history that's being used for advertising and marketing purposes, down to like how you're using different features and voice recognition stuff tied to their Cortana AI assistant. Now, all of these things are really kind of part and parcel with what a modern operating system is, which means you're probably going to have this Windows 10 OS on a device that's mobile. Mm-hmm. And so location matters. And if you want to use that AI, if you want to use Cortana, it's going to have to learn how to recognize your voice. And they're also tracking stuff like keystrokes and, you know, to get an idea of, you know, how good and accurate the typing is and stuff like that. So, there's more data being given than ever before, and they actually faced a lot of complaints both from users and folks like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and saying, hey, you're not being transparent enough about what you're taking and why. And that's kind of what this new privacy dashboard is all about. And in announcing it, a Microsoft executive actually said, hey, listen, we hear you. We know you want to be more informed about what's going on, and you want to be in control of your data, and that's why we're working hard on this stuff.
So now we have this new dashboard that provides this transparency. How exactly does it do this?
Well, basically, they've built a website, and it's at account.microsoft.com/privacy. And at that website, you basically see this kind of guide to your privacy settings across Microsoft services. So this means, you know, stuff like Xbox, Skype, different, you know, products they have, Office. And you can essentially see the privacy controls for these different products. In some cases, you can actually see what's being tracked, and you can make the decision to either leave it alone or you can delete it all. That's what happens with the Microsoft Edge browser, which is available at this privacy dashboard. In other cases, you actually get kicked out to other websites to handle those privacy settings, which is the case with Skype. And then in yet other cases, this dashboard explained, you can't do anything, which is the case with Windows 10. Those privacy settings have to be changed on a Windows 10 device. It can't be done from this website. Depending on the product, you have different levels of control, but this is essentially your one place to start that, you know, checkup of what your privacy settings are and what controls you do or don't have over them. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty similar to a dashboard that Google introduced last July.
Do you think it's better, worse, needs some work? How does it compare?
It really needs some work. Microsoft, it's kind of great they gave you one place to make sense of all this, even if you have to go to other places, and they give you all the links and stuff you need in the user guides to figure that out. But what Google actually did, which is way more effective and helpful, is they give you the controls right there. So you don't have to go to other websites, and you don't have to go to other products. And they also allow you to go into something like your search history, or your browsing history and delete specific entries, whereas Microsoft is giving you kind of a take it or leave it approach where you either delete everything or you just leave it all there, and that's a lot less helpful to the user.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles on Microsoft's new privacy dashboard. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Nathan, to be clear, this new online tool, it's the first step in a two-part initiative, correct? So there's more coming down the pike?
Exactly. They still have to address the issue of Windows 10 itself and being more transparent and giving more controls there. And what Microsoft is saying is that in a spring update, which it's calling the Creators Update, to its Windows 10 operating system, there will be more transparent and easier-to-use privacy controls. And they gave us a little bit of a preview of what that's going to look like with some screenshots on some new settings menus. But basically, you'll be able to opt out of location tracking, speech recognition, and your personal data being used to create what it calls relevant ads. And if you use Windows 10, you can also opt out of Microsoft's diagnostic data collection, which basically monitors what apps you have installed. Now, you have two choices there. You can't opt out of it entirely, but you can go from sharing everything to sharing what it calls a basic level of information, which means it won't watch stuff like, you know, what you're typing or how often you're using certain operating system features and things like that. But again, if you turn off speech recognition, you won't be able to use its Cortana voice assistant and things like that. I do think that most people, honestly, once they see what the settings are and what they're used for, will maybe feel a little bit more comfortable with giving some of this data and information over to Microsoft, because we're giving a lot of this data and information when you're using Siri on an iPhone or you're using Google's voice assistant, Alexa on an Amazon Echo speaker. Mm-hmm. This is kind of how this technology works. But the fact that Microsoft hasn't really been clear about what they're doing and why has been a problem. And this second part is very much needed to address those concerns for Windows 10 users.
Gotcha. So it looks like it'll be a work in progress. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. That wraps up the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.